Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Harvesting worm castings. There are several techniques for harvesting worm castings, depending on what kind of worm bin you have. For a single layer bin, which is like a Rubbermaid bin that you'd get from a grocery store or something with holes drilled into it, you would shift the entire contents of your worm bin to one side, lay down new bedding and food scraps on the empty half, and wait about 2 weeks for the worms to migrate over to the new food. Then scoop out the castings on the old side and distribute them among your garden plants. Or dump out the entire contents of the bin onto a tarp and make small piles. Now, worms abhor the light, so they'll burrow down to the bottom of the piles, and then you can skim off the top layers of castings. The entire process is much easier, of course, if you have a multi-layered bin like the Worm Factory. Once you've finished processing one tray of food, the worms will migrate up to the next layer where you've put more food. Then you just simply lift out the finished tray and dump it into your garden, worms and all. If you'd like to learn how to assemble a worm factory, simply go to the website and type in worm factory in the search box, and you'll find a blog that gives you step-by-step instructions about how to put one together. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at www.gardennerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.